The images of green water in Lake Erie and foul toxic tap water in Toledo certainly got a lot of us at least thinking about what is and isn't coming out of our taps. In other words, what is Michigan doing to protect our drinking water, the water we get from the Great Lakes system, protected against cyanobacteria? Dan Wyant is director of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Dan, seeing those green blooms of cyanobacteria on Lake Erie, popularly known as the algae blooms, what does that tell you about what needs to happen to preserve and protect our water quality?
Well, there needs to be a comprehensive plan to deal with blue-green algae. A lot of this is nutrients. Nutrients come from a lot of different factors, farms, large livestock, runoff. It comes from sediments that have been accumulated over time when rivers are dredged. It comes from solid waste and stormwater processing facilities. As large water events, sometimes overflow nutrients get into our waterway. So we need to address those. And on top of that, we've got this issue of aquatic invasive species that have added to this issue in Lake Erie. So all of that needs to be dealt with.
We know, Dan, that Ohio and some other states have set their own drinking water standards, but with people in Toledo not drinking their tap water, that doesn't seem to be working too well.
No, it does work. I mean, water is safe, and you can treat. And, you know, we do pull our waters from rivers. We pull our waters from lakes. We pull our drinking water from groundwater. And so we treat it. And we can treat it to a safe level. So there are two sides of the story. You know, one side is, again, managing our drinking water, ensuring that it's safe. And there are standards. And there are processes in place to ensure that. And there was an issue in Toledo. And we did have a problem. It exceeded a health standard. And Toledo did the right thing, putting on a non-drink order. On the other side of this equation, we have water quality. And we all need to work towards improving water quality throughout not only the Great Lakes, but our rivers and streams. And so it is a priority for us in Michigan. We do contribute to the nutrient loading of Lake Erie. You know, we're only 15% of the land base. Ohio has the bigger piece, but Michigan wants to be a full partner. We think we have. We've led on a number of issues, removing phosphorus from lawn fertigers, fertilizers, removing phosphorus from cleaning and detergents, and then putting all of our large livestock operations on a permit to ensure there's no discharge coming off those farms. So we think we have led on a number, but there's more to be done.
And with that in mind, I think it would surprise many of us to realize that there is not one federal benchmark. In fact, so many states actually look to the World Health Organization for a standard. And how big a problem is that in your eyes, Dan?
We need a national guideline. And so we've asked EPA to create a national guideline. We think all states should be consistent. So working with Ohio, we have met with EPA. EPA is committed to doing this, so they're moving forward to create this standard. It needs to be science-based. It needs to be protective. We need to engage the scientific peer community to give us that standard. So today we live with this World Health Organization number. It is the best number we have to date. It is protective. We feel good about that. But more science needs to be devoted to this to give the public greater assurance.
We're looking at clear water standards that are being drawn, as you say, sometimes from the World Health Organization. So the EPA says it's on it, but what do you think timeline-wise?
I think they're going to give us a guidance relatively soon. You know, we had the opportunity, my counterpart, the director of Ohio EPA, myself, the director of Michigan DEQ, Department of Environmental Quality, met with officials in Chicago a couple of weeks ago. We all committed to getting this done. We have help from our own congressional delegation, Candace Miller, in Michigan. And so we feel pretty confident we'll have guidance. We'll have a standard that's protective. And we're confident the standard we have today is that, but we want to give the public greater assurance that their drinking water is indeed safe.
That was Dan Wyant, director of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.